Welcome to Today with Marilyn and Sarah. I'm so excited that you're joining us. We are going to look at one of my grandmother's classic teachings on how to find miracles in your mess. Maybe you're listening or watching and you're currently experiencing something of a mess in your personal life. Maybe your family is in a rough place or your finances. Whatever the case, we know that God has a miracle in your mess. Please call, go on the website. We want to pray with you today that you would begin to experience the miracles in the middle of your mess. We know that prayer works, so please call right now, go on the website. We love to pray for you. Partners, thank you so much for all you do. It's with your help that we get to cover the earth with the word and connect everyone to the heart of God. My grandmother, my mother, and I, we are so, so grateful for all you do. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Thank you. Now, this classic teaching is a little bit of a special one, and you'll find out in a second. This teaching is from the year 2001, and you'll definitely see a special guest, but maybe she'll look a little bit younger. This is an amazing teaching on how even in the middle of things, God has a process and a plan on how he will bring you through, bring miracles, bring breakthrough. And I know every person watching, you need breakthrough. You need a miracle in your life. Make sure you stay tuned and watch my grandmother's classic teaching.
God really gave me a passion for this message. And I believe it has a great deal to do with your personal destiny for this year. Because I know with all my heart, I can't read the Bible, can't pray and not know this, that God has good things for each of us. God didn't say, I'm going to work up a bad plan for all the Christians in 2001. No way. You know, he says we're the head and not the... He says surely blessing he will bless us. Multiplying he will multiply. He says he will give us great favor. Correct? And so when you begin looking at the promises, he that is in us is greater than he that's in the world. We are more than conquerors. We're overcomers. We have the victory through Christ. This is the faith that overcomes the world. So no matter what the world system is, we got the faith inside to overcome it. And no matter who is against you, it says if God is for you, who can be against you? But when God began to give me this message, he said, so much of us have had problems in 2000, and now we feel like, oh, we're taking that junk into 2001. But God began to show me that in every mess that a Christian encounters, there is a miracle. There's a miracle in the mess. Is that encouraging? And I put down here, a little trouble can make a mass of glory. And so a lot of times we're not looking at trouble as having any glory in it. But if you really get into the Bible, you will see that God has a process to bring his glory into your life. Everybody say, there's a process to bring glory into my life. And if we follow the process, I'm telling you, we will get the glory. But if we don't, we will not get the glory. There's always a process. Now, you know, he says you put a seed in the ground, there's a blade, then corn comes up, and then full corn. I look at little Isabel Ann. You know, she was born 3 months ago. When I saw her first, little teeny tiny thing, you know, and just you couldn't hold up her head at all, and just tiny, tiny, crying, red, you know, but beautiful. But now I look at her through process in 3 months. She's fat. Her little legs are so fat. She's got real pink cheeks, bright blue eyes, and she smiles, and she loves for me to talk to her. She almost says my name. But there is a process. There'll come a day when she really will. Everybody say process.
That's right. You did see little baby Isabel. That was me when I was 3 months old, and she was right. Eventually, I did start to talk. Sometimes I think I talked too much because I was always that girl asking her, Mimi, what does this mean? Mimi, why is the sky blue? Mimi, why did Jesus die for our sins? I know many of you watching have children in your lives that you're praying for, and the process of children growing up to be adults can sometimes be scary because there's 100 different things that can happen. But if you have children in your lives, please call, go on the website. We want to pray with you right now for the children in your lives that they would know the voice of the Holy Spirit. Let's jump right back into the teaching.
why does God use a process? Why does he do that? Because God is a builder. And when you build anything, you don't just suddenly throw it together and there it is. There is a process. There's a foundation. And then there's putting the boards in place to put the framework in. And then there's a putting in of walls, and there's a putting of a roof. You don't just throw it up at one time. Maybe some prefabricated things, but even those had to be built, right? And so God has a process in building us. And let me tell you, God's a lot more concerned about building you than he is building a building, or about getting you a new car, or getting you a better job. He really is the most interested in building you. Because when he builds you, these are things that just follow you. I love this in Proverbs. It says, if you go after wisdom, in her right hand is length of days, in her left hand is riches and honor. Don't go after riches and honor this year. Go after God. Go after godly wisdom. These 21 days, we're setting ourselves apart to him. We're reading through our Bibles this year. If we'll go after godly wisdom, put out your right hand, say, I'll have to live a long time to enjoy all the riches and honor he will bring. Now, everybody say process. But if you just go out after a long life, I'm going to exercise, and you should. I'm going to eat proper things, you should. But I'm not just after a long life, are you? Because I know some people live a long time, and oh, man, they're so whiny and ugly. You know what I'm saying. But I'm after godly wisdom. You say, well, I'm going after riches and honors. No, no, you're out of process. Go after wisdom, and God will give you long life and riches and honor. Everyone say, there's a process here. And so when you look at this scripture, and take a pencil out, because I want you to underline a certain word in this scripture, 2 Corinthians 4:17 is right there on your sheet. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Now, everyone has afflictions. Everyone has trials. Everyone has crisis. Everybody has problems. Everybody does. But God says they're just light and they're temporary. Thank God. They're not forever. They're what? Temporary. And God said they're light compared to what they're going to work for you. Now, underline the word worketh. Because most people don't think their problems are working for them. Most people don't think their challenges are working for them. They don't think that poverty or sickness could work for them. But God says it is working for you. And what is it working? A heavy, far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. So folks, if we can get hold of God in this time of crisis, challenge, whatever you're into, problem, and say, hey, you know, I may look sick, I may look poor, I may look sad, but I'm telling you, this is working to give me glory. Now, the good part about it is it's a temporary light affliction, and the best part about it is that you get glory that's much heavier than your affliction, and it is not temporary, it is eternal. Because God wants to take the very thing the devil wants to work against you and make it work to bring glory into your life. Is that awesome? That just sounds like God. Look at someone, say, honey, God always wants you to win. So for every affliction, what should there be? Glory. Now we're going to get into fasting. And fasting can be an affliction. You know, I haven't heard people just say, oh, whoopee, I get to fast for 21 days. I mean, we say whoopee for the glory that can come out of it. But it says they afflicted their souls with fasting. Because when you begin to fast, God begins to deal with your soul. It humbles you. He tells you some bad thoughts, bad attitudes, bad words, maybe some bad acts that he can deal with and break that bondage. So fasting has an affliction in it, but at the end of it, there is what? Glory. And it's not light glory, it's heavy glory. And another thing I found, a substance is valued by its weight. Your affliction is the light part, and your glory is the what? Heavy part. And it says glory is heavy. The glory that's going to come down on you is so heavy. It is so powerful. Now, let's look at 2 Corinthians 4:18 right here. It says, which we while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Now, folks, if you look at your affliction, you will bog down in it. And actually, your affliction is your bridge. Your affliction is working for you to get to your what? Glory. You say, you mean to tell me that afflictions come for a purpose? Absolutely. The devil brings them, but God uses them for your glory. So what do you have to look at in your affliction? I've got to look at what is invisible. It doesn't look good. It smells bad. I feel bad. You know, everything looks, people are saying bad things to me, but I'm going to look at the invisible. There's glory over there waiting, and it has my name on it.
Life gets messy, but that doesn't mean God's plan isn't working. In fact, some of His greatest miracles happen right in the middle of the mess. For your gift of any amount, we'll send you Marilyn's beautiful inheritance devotional, a 101-day journal filled with wisdom, scripture, and blessings. With your gift of $39 or more, you'll also receive the Keys to More Miracles in Your Life book, the Miracle Thinking CD, and our Miracle Scripture card. This bundle is designed to supply you with faith however you like, reading, listening, or as a quick reminder as you go about your day. Want to empower your faith even further? For your gift of $95 or more, we'll also include the Spirit-Filled Life Bible. With these powerful assets, you'll have the foresight to make sure you don't miss the miracles in your mess. Call or click today. Together, we are impacting thousands of lives with the truth, compassion, and power of God's Word. By becoming a partner with Marilyn and Sarah Ministries, you'll share in bringing God's miracles and healing to the sick, experiencing a deep love for the Bible, and taking the gospel to the nations. When you become a $30 a month partner, we'll send you our welcome gift package, which includes the Jehovah Rapha oil vial with oil prayed over by Marilyn and Sarah, the Key to More Miracles book, the Majesty coffee table book featuring beautiful representations of the names of God, and more. Sign up today as an easy gift partner, and we'll also send you the beautiful inheritance devotional. Call or click today to become a partner and help Marilyn, Sarah, and Isabel cover the earth with the Word and connect everyone to the heart of God.
Welcome back to Today with Marilyn and Sarah. Specifically today, I want to pray for people who are in financial messes. Are you in a mess with your finances? Maybe you made some poor decisions? Well, we believe that God can bring miracles even in the middle of the mess. Please call, go on the website. We want to pray with you today that God would bring a miracle into your financial mess. I also want to offer you today's free gift, and that is the teaching notes. Now, we won't have time to go through the whole teaching, but my grandmother's notes are our free gift to you. This is a downloadable copy on our website, so make sure you get today's free teaching notes on our website. This teaching will enormously help you and will help you to believe for even more miracles in every single mess in your life. Now, let's jump right back into the teaching and you can learn even more about finding miracles in your mess.
If you look at some of these people, you will see the very thing the devil wanted to wipe them out with worked for their glory. I want to talk about Hannah. You know, if you're starting to read through the Bible this year, you're going to get into 1 Samuel. And Hannah had a crisis in her life. She had a real challenge. She wanted to have a baby, couldn't have a baby. Her husband had two wives. I think that's a big crisis right there. Wow, can you imagine two women in a kitchen? Ooh, that's the pits. And so here he had two wives, and Peninnah, the other wife, she got pregnant all the time with children. But Hannah didn't get pregnant. So Peninnah knew that Hannah was favored over her, so she would bug her. Now, women could really go and understand this. Women can be catty. I mean, they can really be ugly. Come on, women can take words and just twist them into your gut. You say, how do you know that? I am one. And so, you know, she would just say ugly things like, well, maybe he loves you a lot, but you can't have any babies. Ha, 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 I have all the babies. And that was an affliction to her. But what did she do in her affliction? Did she have a pity party? Did she give up? Did she fall apart? Did she say, God is against me? Did she say, I'm just going to leave this situation and I'm going to rush out of it? And I'm going to tell you, when you rush out of your affliction, you don't get your glory. Because that's your bridge to your glory. And if you don't cross the bridge, you'll never get the glory on the other end of it. And that is so key. And so she pressed into God, to him that is invisible. And she said, God, if you will give me a son, I'll give him to you all the days of his life. And so she got pregnant. Hallelujah. She had Samuel. Glory to God. And you talk about heavy glory. He became a prophet, a priest, a judge, and wrote part of the Old Testament. Is that heavy glory? But if she had fallen out in her affliction, would she have gotten her Samuel? What did she do in her affliction? She pressed into God. She saw him that is invisible, and she got the impossible. And that's the way you get it. So that affliction is your bridge. But if you jump off of it and you get in a bad attitude, I'm telling you, you won't get what you need. If you can see the invisible, you can do the impossible. Now look back at 2 Corinthians 4:17. I mean, this is really exciting to you this morning, because you're going to face a process this year. Come on, you are. You're not just going to have all whoopee happy do. You're going to have some afflictions because the devil's around. Say yuck twice, yuck, yuck. But folks, just remember, every affliction is supposed to work glory into your life. So if you look at this, you will go back up there and you say, see it says, a far more exceeding an eternal weight of glory. Do you realize that is a double positive? So every affliction has double glory at the end of it.
I just love that. Every affliction has a double portion at the end of it. I know that God has a double portion for you. No matter what affliction you're going through, there is a double portion of blessings. Call, go on the website. We want to pray with you that your faith would grow and that you would receive the double portion of relationships. Maybe you need restoration in your relationships, double portion in your finances. Whatever the case, God has a double portion for you. So make sure you call, go on the website. We want to join our faith with yours, believing for more blessings and an outpouring of God's blessings on you today. Call, go on the website. We want to pray with you. Now, we'll be right back, so make sure you don't go anywhere, because we're going to jump right back into the teaching. You are not alone. Jesus loves you so much. I know in my life, I've struggled with depression, and I was in a depressive season where I felt like there was no one around me and no one could help me. But Jesus revealed to me that he had never left me. You are not alone, Isabel, he said. And that one sentence changed my entire life. And so if you feel alone, if you've never prayed to ask Jesus to come into your heart, or if you have and you want to pray this again, I invite you to pray with me. Say, Jesus, I thank you right now for the opportunity to get to worship you, the opportunity to get to love you. I receive your love. I receive your relationship. I receive your companionship, and I want to be in relationship with you. Jesus, would you come into my heart? Would you be Lord of my life? I submit it all to you. I submit my future. I submit my past and my present. Jesus, I love you. I chase after you. I desire you, and I want you to be my best friend. We thank you and we praise you. In your name we pray, Jesus. Amen.
Life gets messy, but that doesn't mean God's plan isn't working. In fact, some of his greatest miracles happen right in the middle of the mess. For your gift of any amount, we'll send you Marilyn's beautiful inheritance devotional, a 101-day journal filled with wisdom, scripture, and blessings. With your gift of $39 or more, you'll also receive the Keys to More Miracles in Your Life book, the Miracle Thinking CD, and our Miracle Scripture Card. This bundle is designed to supply you with faith however you like, reading, listening, or as a quick reminder as you go about your day. Want to empower your faith even further? For your gift of $95 or more, we'll also include the Spirit-Filled Life Bible. With these powerful assets, you'll have the foresight to make sure you don't miss the miracles in your mess. Call or click today.
So we see that glory is coming if we can see him who is invisible. If you look at Hebrews 11:27, It says, by faith, Moses forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. The first key is you're going to have to keep your eyes on the Word of God and what God says about you and what God says about your problem, what God says about your marriage, what God says about your physical body, what God says about your finances, and what God says about your relationships. And that will make you look at the invisible, because you have to look at it, but you don't see the manifestation of it. So you can endure while you're in the affliction if you look at the right thing, correct? And so what do we look at? What God says. Is this the truth? Is the doctor's report the truth? Is the bank's report the truth? Is CNN's report the truth? Who's the truth? God's word. So you're going to have to keep that before your eyes. Then the next thing is that is so important is that you not only see it, but that you speak what God says. And let me tell you this morning, your last confession is the one that God looks at. Oh, you keep a good confession for a long time, you speak the word, and then one day you just fall apart, have a fit, and, oh, it's never going to work. Remember, God hears that. And so you have set up with your words negative death situations. Now, the good part about it is you can repent, and you can pick up your positive confession again. But the Israelites died in their affliction. They got out in the wilderness, and they had sent 12 spies in to see the promised land. And 12 spies came back, and 10 of them spoke a negative report. Oh, there are giants over there. Their walls reach up to the heavens. We look like grasshoppers in their sight. We can't take it. We can't do it. We can't do it. So they spoke the negative in their affliction, and they never went in. They died. And they never changed their confession. And folks, if you speak the negative into your year, well, my husband will never change. He's a rat. He's always been one, and he always will be. Well, depend on it. He will be. You just spoke it, and you're going to live in that affliction. But if you can speak what God says, that all things are possible to him that believeth, if you can speak that a sanctifying mate can absolutely change a household, one believing mate can sanctify the household. Is that true? If you can call things that are not as though they are, you know, I have the sweetest husband, have the wisest husband. And somebody says, well, I thought he was a jerk. Well, you're wrong, because God is changing him. And God is transforming him, and God's word cannot lie. Folks, you know, our afflictions sometimes take a long time, because it takes us a long time to start speaking the right thing. And God's not in a hurry. He made time. You're the one that needs to get in a hurry to speak what God says rather than what you're seeing. Am I right? Well, you say, everything's against me. Really? Well, God says, if he's for you, nothing can be against you. And so you begin to speak to these things. Don't just speak it to a Christian. Speak to the thing itself. You say, my mother-in-law is the pits. Well, go home and say, my mother-in-law is sweet. She is wonderful. Mother-in-law, you can't be against me because God is for me. You say, well, my boss, he just thinks I'm the pits. Well, go home and talk to your boss in your prayer closet. Oh, Father, I thank you for that wonderful boss I have. God is for me, so he can't be against me. He's going to give me the biggest raise I ever had. Why? Because you believe the word. You have the word in front of your eyes, and you speak to the things. If God is, who can be against me? Folks, even in this building this morning, we are here out of an affliction, because we moved and we bought property over there and wanted to build. And I'm telling you, Greenwood Village afflicted us. They got so mad at us, they went on television, radio, and said, we'll take this to the Supreme Court. Isn't that disgusting? I mean, that is disgusting that they would talk about us like that. They were ugly. They said, we don't want some big church out here. We don't want some television church out here. And they just said ugly things. But God is so... Greenwood Village, you can't be against us. And do you know what happened? They said, you know, have you looked at Beaumont? No. Well, they said, you ought to go over there and look at that. We can't sell it. Maybe you'd be interested. We didn't know a snap about Beaumont. Never been in it. Walked through this place, 270,000 square feet. We said, how much? They said, $17 million. Way out of our league. But if God is, who can be a, in all of that affliction, what did God have? Glory waiting with our name on it. Oh, God built this building for us. Point to yourself, say, God built this building for me. And do you know, even when we went to the closing, there was a contractor who was going to buy it. He was buying it for like $7.5 million, and he was going to lease it out to us to buy for $10 million. And we said, okay, it's not a good deal, but we'll take it. And they went to the closing, and the bank came out from New York, and they held the mortgage on this. And so we had our man representing us there, and they had the man, the contractor was there. And so he said to them, that's my sweet granddaughter. Doesn't she even cry pretty? And so the contractor's there to give them the $7.5 million, and they turned to the contractor, and they said, we're not going to sell this to you. We're going to sell this to Happy Church. Well, he said, you can't do that. That breaks a contract. They said, we know it, but we're doing it anyway. And we got it for $7.8 million. Why? Because in all of the affliction, God had a sign that said, glory, glory, this is your bridge to your glory. And we could have missed it if we hadn't looked at him that's invisible, and if we hadn't confessed that all things work together for good to them that love God and are what? Called according to his purpose.
What an amazing teaching. I want to pray right now for every single person who is struggling with your finances, that you would receive a blessing. Put your hand on your heart right now, put your hands out, and expect to receive blessings today. God, I lift up every single person watching, and I thank you that you are bringing miracles into the middle of their financial mess. We thank you and we praise you for the miracle that they are already going to receive in your name. Amen. Make sure you call, go on the website. We want to continue to pray with you that you would receive your financial miracle. Today we have an amazing offer for you. My grandmother's book, Beautiful Inheritance. This is a 101-day devotional with the most amazing, beautiful watercolor paintings inside of it. I love this devotional. It's my favorite one she's ever come out with. And this is ours to give to you for a gift of any amount. A gift of any amount. Please call, go on the website. We want to make sure that this devotional gets in your hands. It will help you to walk in the blessings that God has for you, to step into the inheritance that is yours as a son or daughter of Christ. Call, go on the website. We want to make sure you get this book for a gift of any amount. It will bless you and help you to walk in the miracles that God has for you in the mess. God bless you. Thank you for joining us today on Today with Marilyn and Sarah.